Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 12, 1805. Farewell to Traveler's Rest. The Corps arrived at Traveler's Rest on September 9 and stayed until the 11th, partly because they wanted to make some altitude and lunar observations, but more importantly because they were told by their Indian guide that game was scarce beyond that point. So Clark took the opportunity to send the hunters out in all directions to secure meat. They killed 4 deer, a beaver, and 3 grouse. Then they broke camp and started north along Traveler's Rest Creek, following a well-traveled Indian trail, which Clark refers to as a road. They are setting out on one of the most difficult legs of their journey, the trek over the Bitterroot Mountains on Lolo Pass. Clark begins making entries in his Elkskin-bound journal here, writing in it through December 31, 1805. Today he writes about a difficult mountain descent which ends 2 miles below present-day Lolo Hot Springs.
A white frost. Set out at 7 o'clock and proceeded on up the creek. Passed a fork on the right on which I saw, near an old Indian encampment, a sweat house covered with earth. At 2 miles, ascended a high hill and proceeded through a hilly and thickly timbered country for 9 miles, and on the right-hand side of the creek, passing several branches from the right of fine clear water, and struck at a fork, at which place the road forks, one passing up each fork. The timber is short and longleaf pine, spruce pine, and fir. The road through the hilly country is very bad, passing over hills and through steep hollows, over falling timber, etc. Continued on and passed some most intolerable road on the sides of the steep stony mountains, which might be avoided by keeping up the creek, which is thickly covered with undergrowth and falling timber. Crossed a mountain 8 miles without water, and encamped on a hillside on the creek after descending a long, steep mountain. Some of our party did not get up until 10 o'clock p.m. I made camp at 8. On this road, and particularly on this creek, the Indians have peeled a number of pine for the underbark, which they eat at certain seasons of the year. I am told, in the spring, they make use of the bark. Our hunters killed only one pheasant this afternoon. Party and horses much fatigued. Captain William Clark, September 12, 1805.
The party was into lodgepole pine, Engelmann spruce, Douglas fir, and ponderosa pine, which is the one that had the edible underbark that Clark described. Tomorrow, testing the waters.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.